With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. When Northland Pines High School students return to school in just a couple of weeks, an entrepreneurship program will be returning with them. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Over the last 2 years, the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation has formalized an entrepreneurship program with the Northland Pines High School. VCEDC Executive Director Kathy Schmitz is leading the effort.
Our goal is to inspire the next generation of entrepreneurs in Vilas County. And we really want to start giving them, planting the seed about what would that look like.
It started with bringing in Culver's president and CEO Craig Culver to speak with students in October 2023. He really resonated with the students.
And they're still talking about him today.
It led to Schmitz working with Northland Pines staff to create a 2-week entrepreneurial education program. It launched last spring, covering everything from how to develop a business plan to how to market it. They brought in local professionals to teach these different subjects.
And it was really an opportunity to bring real-world business leaders into the classroom and talk to these students, rather than hearing, you know, the typical, you know, business education instructor every day, who they truly love, but how fun to have somebody else come in and talk to them.
At the end of those 2 weeks, VCEDC held a Shark Tank-esque event. 100 students from 7 business classes developed and showcased 42 business plans. First, second, and third place winners were selected. The winning ideas included a mobile boat detailing service, a fishing lure design company, and a boat-up ice cream shop. Schmitz says they plan to continue and build upon this program at Northland Pines.
Anything that we can do to help inspire that next generation of entrepreneurs, because they really are going to be the future of economic development in our community. So we really want them to know that they can come back and start and grow their business here.
Schmitz says other organizations have reached out to see if they can pilot the program in different parts of the state. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Groundbreaking ceremonies celebrate the start of construction for a new consolidated elementary school for the Antigo area. The building was the largest priority of the Unified School District of Antigo's $54 million capital referendum, which was approved by community members in November. District Administrator Glenda Oginski spoke at the groundbreaking.
May this be a place where you are loved, a place where your dreams take root, where your confidence grows, and where your love of learning is nurtured every single day.
Jake Leiterman is the Director of Building and Grounds for the Unified School District of Antigo.
We know that from studies that the learning environments directly impact the academic outcomes. So we want to make that learning environment, those kids walk in, the best possible.
The current projected move-in time for the building is December of 2026. The district will also make modifications to the middle schools and high school. John H. Bradley will be the name of the new consolidated elementary school, serving kids from preschool to fourth grade. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A new resource can help Wisconsin residents spot scams related to the Wisconsin Division of Motor Vehicles. Consumers have been seeing a lot of scammers claiming to be the DMV, demanding money, or looking for personal information. The new webpage, wisconsindmv.gov/scams, will serve as a resource to help people protect themselves. Common features of a scam include demands for money and quick action, malicious links, and requests for information you should keep private. The new webpage provides information on what to look out for and what to do if you think you've fallen victim to a scam. Science is meant to be fact-based and objective, but new research claims the way it's being used is not. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Northwestern University study finds partisan use of scientific data in policymaking has increased in the past 25 years and confirms a widening gap between Democrats and Republicans. Researchers found Democrats cite science nearly twice as often as Republicans in congressional committees and 5 times as often in think tanks. Northwestern Assistant Professor Alexander Furness says the pattern is consistent across multiple policy areas, and some findings were more obvious than others.
It was not obvious to me going into this that what we would find would be the difference would be quite so large or quite so widespread. Certainly, the differing relationships to climate science is very unsurprising.
What is surprising, he says, is the magnitude of the partisan gap across nearly all scientific disciplines. They also studied political elites and policymakers and found significantly lower levels of trust in scientists and scientific institutions among Republicans compared to Democrats. Furness notes that previous research focused on public statements by politicians, but this study examined actual policy documents. He says even in documents on the same issues, they found major differences in which scientific papers were cited by Republican versus Democratic sources.
We observe these partisan differences both in their attitudes towards science and in the kind of documents that these folks actually produce that have policy impacts.
Furness thinks the implications are vast, especially for those who believe science should establish facts about the world, while politics can determine what to do about those facts.
It's important for science and the future of science for, you know, any possible governing coalition to see high quality scientific evidence as sort of socially important thing that they want to use and trust. And insofar as they don't, I think that's threatening to science because ultimately, a lot of funding for science comes from the government.
While there has historically been bipartisan support for science-related funding, the Trump administration has proposed significant cuts to scientific agencies and funding, which could negatively impact some Wisconsin universities. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz, Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.